Hey everyone, this is Brad. You're listening to Hobosode number 10, which is just a major milestone for the show. Holy crap, 10 episodes. And it only took me, what, months? I'm trying to make fun of myself, I'm not sure if it's working. Anyway, today is January 2nd, 2017, and today's episode is sponsored by Gizmo. It's Gizmo's fault that I'm doing a show, even though I just now posted on Twitter and on the Facebook that I won't be doing any shows at all this week. Gizmo's made me a big filthy liar, so thanks a lot for that, Gizmo. If you didn't get the tweet, though, I will not be doing any shows this week. I'm sorry, it sucks. I've got to do family stuff. I'm going to be out of town for a few days, and then I'll be back. I think I'll be back on Saturday and Sunday, so if all goes well, I will be able to do a full-size show on Saturday or Sunday. But I won't have any recording equipment while I'm away, so I pretty much won't be able to do anything until then. Today's episode is basically just going to be a preview of what I plan to do on a full show. Me and Sunshine came up with this wacky idea over the weekend of calling various businesses and pretending to be with the corporate office and asking employees for inappropriate favors. So let's call up a few convenience stores and see how that goes.
Thank you for calling Circle K. My name is Elliot. How may I help you?
Hey, Elliot. This is Steve from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to be in town in just a little bit. My flight gets there, and I just need a ride from the airport.
Gotcha.
So, let me... If you could just lock up the store and come to the airport real quick.
Let me ask the manager real quick, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, he's there?
No.
Oh, no. You don't have to ask the manager. I'm telling you. You have to come to the airport immediately and... Okay. He's not having any of that. So, let's just try the next one on the list.
Firehouse on. This is Zach speaking. How may I help you?
Is this Circle K?
Yeah, this is Circle K.
Oh, I thought you said Firehouse.
Oh, I'm sorry, my fault.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My other job.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, this is John from the corporate office.
Alrighty.
With Circle K, and I'm just letting you know that this is not a firehouse, and you better not do that again.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Well, you have a nice night now.
Yeah, you too, dude.
Hey, don't call me dude, pal. I don't know if you guys heard that, but he called me a fucking loser at the end. It's a very hurtful thing to say, but it's all right. I'll get over it.
Circle K, this is Tina.
Hey, Tina. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Circle K.
Oh, okay.
And I just I just now got into the airport. I flew in from Phoenix because I'm here. Uh-huh. I'm here for business, you know.
Yeah.
And I just need a ride from the airport to my hotel. Can you come out and pick me up?
I mean, I'm at work tonight, so...
Well, you can just shut down the whole store. It's fine.
No, I can't.
Do you have keys to the store?
No.
Okay, we're going to have to figure out how to block the door. Like, while you're gone, maybe we can stack some trash cans. Do you have a red box machine out on the sidewalk?
No.
Damn it, I was going to say we could scoot that over in front of the doors. Uh-huh. How long will it take you to get to the airport?
Probably a while, because I'm here by myself, so...
Well, no, you can just leave. It's okay. Maybe just put a sign on the door that says, don't come in.
Uh-huh.
What kind of car do you have?
Chevy Blazer.
What year?
05?
05. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm a corporate person. Do you have maybe a friend with a nicer car, or parents or something?
No.
All right, the Blazer is going to have to do then.
Okay.
How long will it take you from there to the airport?
I don't know, probably about an hour.
Okay. Do you just drive really slow?
Well, I mean, having to, you know, shut down the store and all that good stuff.
Well, it just takes 1 minute to walk out of the store. You just have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave.
Well,
just,
I mean, I got customers, so.
Well, you can just say, attention all customers, get the fuck out. Because I got to go pick up the corporate office guy from the airport.
Yeah, you might want to just call somebody else.
Okay. Are you sure you like working for Circle K? Because it doesn't sound like you're being a team player.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, it didn't.
Hey, maybe that customer there would give me a ride. Can I talk to him real quick?
I think he's just walked out.
Oh, run after him. Quick. Is there anyone else in there?
Okay, go ahead and try one.
Oh, was that a customer? Oh my God, did you hear that? He's still there. She lied to me. He didn't leave. She sees right through my clever ruse.
Circle K, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hey.
Hey. I'm just in town for business. I'm staying at my hotel.
Okay.
And they don't have like back rub people here this late at night. So I'm going to have it take a cab out to your store, and I just need a quick back rub. I think I can be there in about 30 minutes.
Sorry.
And why are you sorry?
Because I don't do that.
What do you mean you don't do that? I'm from the corporate office with Circle K.
You have a great night.
My back hurts. It's not going to be a good night. Shit. Nobody's taking me seriously for some reason.
Thank you for calling Circle K. This is Tara. How may I help you?
Hey, Tara. It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just in town for business. I'm staying at the hotel, you know? And
okay.
They don't have room service this late. So I'm just going to have you bring some snacks over to me. Do you have a car there tonight?
I do have a car, but I can't do that for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm from the corporate office. It's all right. I'm giving you permission. I'm going to need a bag of Fritos, like the largest one you have.
I'm sorry. I still can't do that.
And I'm going to need a couple Four Locos. Why can't you do that?
Because I'm not allowed to?
Well, no. I'm giving you permission. I'm from the corporate office with Circle K. I'm like above your... Huh?
I understand what you're telling me, sir, but I'm sorry. I cannot do that.
But I'm above your manager and your district manager. I'm basically God. So when I snap my fingers, you jump to attention is what I'm saying. So I'm going to need you to come to the Holiday Inn with the following items. Do you have a pin?
No, I do not. Sorry.
Can you get a pin?
I don't see one around.
I think you can find one if you look hard enough. And then we're going to have to talk about locking up the store. Do you have a key?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we're going
to... I have protocols to follow, sir, and I'm sorry I cannot help you.
I'm giving you new protocols. Is there a red box machine on the sidewalk? Because we're going to push that in front of the door to keep customers out.
I still can't do that.
Why not?
Because I am on shift and I can't just leave and do that, and we have protocols to follow. I'm not allowed to do that.
You're not listening to me. I'm from the corporate office with Circle K. I'm your boss. I sign your paycheck. Like, do you have a paycheck with you?
No, I don't.
Okay, because I was going to say, pull it out and you'll see my name there, like in the signature line. It would have been really impressive if you had a check on you. You would have been like,
well,
holy shit, he's not lying.
I can't do it.
Well, I'm ordering you to do it. You don't have a choice.
I do have a choice. I can refuse.
No, you can't refuse, because I'm with the corporate office. It sounds like you're not a team player. Are you sure you want to keep your job with us?
I am going to keep my job. I'm sorry, I just can't do over the phone stuff.
Not if you don't come to my hotel immediately and bring me some damn Fritos.
If you were from the corporate office, you wouldn't be able to cuss.
Oh, I can say whatever I want when it's outside of normal business hours.
But I'm also an employee, so I don't find that appropriate.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I'm from the corporate office. I'm your boss. So fuck you, motherfucker. I can say what I want. And you have to take it. Shit. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I think she was starting to warm up to me. I think she's about to fall for it. That's basically my silly idea, though. I just want to call up various businesses, not just Circle K's, but I want to call up various businesses as the corporate office and make ridiculous demands on the employees, maybe even the managers. That's my plan for when I come back, hopefully this weekend, and do a full show. So be looking forward to that. Hopefully it actually happens. But most likely, I'll just completely forget about this idea and never do it. You guys might have to remind me. Anyway, that's the end of Hobosode number 10. I hope you guys didn't completely hate it, but if you did, it's Gizmo's fault. You can blame Gizmo for it. Thanks a fucking lot, Gizmo. Hey, look at that. We're only 10 minutes into the show. I guess we have time for a quick voicemail before we leave. Or rather, a voicemail that's a minute and 43 seconds long. Not exactly quick.
Hi, Brad. Redbeard again.
Hey, Redbeard. Again.
So on my way to work, listening to you on the YouTube again.
Okay. That's nice, honey.
If you have, I wonder, you know, after about 2 months of listening to you and listening to everything you have on YouTube now, so now I'm like out of material to listen to.
Oh, you just don't know about my secret YouTubes.
I need to generate a lot more shows. But I'm wondering if you have any clue or if you've ever realized or thought about how much of an impact you may actually have on people's daily lives, their attitudes, their thought process. Like, I wonder if you actually know.
Like, when people use the term crazy talk in day-to-day conversation, because I'm always saying crazy talk, because apparently I copied it from The Simpsons. Is that what you mean?
Influence you have on people, and how much you may have, you know, made people...
You mean like when I get someone fired because I make them do something ridiculous as the corporate office? Is that what you mean?
General life better.
Aww.
Because they're listening to your material and your show.
As long as they're not a Circle K employee, you mean.
Just wondering about that, because... I know that I've listened to you for the past 2 months, and that instead of, you know, an empty void in the day, or, you know, empty quietness, or maybe, you know, I'm in a bad mood or something, anytime I've had a spare moment for the last couple of months, I've listened to your show, and it's just made me laugh, it's made me happier, made me feel sillier, instead of being grumpy or shitty about things.
It's probably saved you from a heart attack.
I don't know. I sound like a big fag.
No, oh my God, you
on
do.
Your proverbial spot. I'm going to just leave the glory hole. All right, I love you. No homo, Texas, Texas. Bye, baby.
Thanks for the voicemail, Redbeard. And yeah, I get emails and voicemails and stuff from people fairly often where they tell me they, you know, suffer from depression and all this horrible, terrible stuff. But they're able to get through it because of my amazing show. And that always feels nice when people tell me that. Even though I just make fun of them a bunch when they're nice to me like that. And I'm glad people are choosing me as their choice of medication. And I think it's awesome when people find the PLA and they listen to the entire thing, like years and years worth of shows and pranks. And that's basically why I do it. It's fun to entertain you guys, and it makes people happy. And I probably wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for people writing me and telling me how much they like the stuff. Not as much, anyway. So thank you, Redbeard, for the ego boost and telling me how much you like my stuff. I don't know if you're a supporter or not, so hopefully you actually hear this voicemail. Anyway, that's the end of today's show. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Gizmo, for being the sponsor of the Hobosode. And keep your fingers crossed for a show this weekend, either Saturday or Sunday. But if not, then I will see you guys again on Monday.
Some cocaine of our own. Weed and Demerol. Stacy's mind will be blown when I take her to the mall to buy a frickin' kitten. We'll name it Poppin' Floss. Then we'll go back home and smoke a little pot. We move to Maple Heights and get a house on Parkside Way. We watch TV every evening and snort cocaine every day. We've got a dozen kittens now. I'm the bomb in many ways. And every morning we snuggle together and praise the J. I've got an amazing rock career as lead guitarist Steve Thunderbolt. We tour all the way to Seattle, and our albums have all gone solid gold. Stacy tells me I'm the bomb, and she's my pharmacy. We love our family of cats, even though I have allergies. Vicodin and heroin and a frozen pizza every night. Far from Lake Hills. I dream will go to Maple Heights.
Why are you dumping dirt in the toilet?